Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
John is still fighting the man. Well, you can watch John. You can watch John. I almost want you to bring it up so we can hear if John loses. But you can watch John as he's sitting there right now with his arms folded. And he's, I don't know what he's waiting for. It doesn't usually take long whenever you, because I've gone to fought these cases. They hear your stuff. These three people get together in this room and they discuss some stuff and they write on a piece of paper and then they have a total for you. But you can always watch a show on X or Twitter, whatever, ESPN 97.5. You can go find it there. You can find us on YouTube, the ESPN 97.5 YouTube channel, or you can find us on Twitch as well. Those are the three different ways that people typically watch. So jump in and you can watch the show, the three of us on different cameras. And right now, John is just sitting and waiting. So we will see in a second. It was a lot of people.
Someone, Concept Mayhem, said, do you think the tax assessor had to ice up after John was done with him?
Epsom salt?
Epsom salt.
I think what's going to be funny is John's going to lose, or he's going to get much less than he wanted, and he's going to be a little pissy on the show. That's my prediction. That's my prediction.
I feel like that's likely.
Yeah, yeah. I will say that, we'll wait for John to get back. You'll hear him here in a second. Now, as I mentioned, the Colin Kaepernick thing was a lightning rod for the NFL. There was a lot going on at that time with social justice issues. A lot of people getting shot and sometimes killed unnecessarily. It was a big issue. And Colin Kaepernick, we know what happened with Colin Kaepernick. Took a knee after he was originally just sitting down for the national anthem. And we all remember. We all remember it took over radio. It took over everything. A lot of people were upset about it and said they were not going to watch the NFL anymore because of the issues with national anthem being played before the game and players kneeling for it. And they were upset about it. They said they weren't going to watch TV anymore. I've seen people say they weren't going to. They were done with the Texans. We're never going to watch them again. They were done. Never going to watch the Astros again. The Rockets, they were done. They were done with the NBA. And for some people, actually, I think they probably have stayed off the NBA because they probably just don't like the product as much. But the NFL thing was interesting. We saw it happen again in 2020, 2021. People were never going to watch the NFL again. A lot of people, I'm reading a whole article from SI back when Peter King had Monday Morning Quarterback. And these are just letters from fans who said they're never watching the NFL again. And it was expected that the NFL, you know, in a lot of circles, there was a belief that the NFL's ratings were going to plummet. There was a belief that, boy, we're hearing so much of this, the ratings are going to come down. It's 2024. The NFL averaged 21 million viewers per game during the league's opening week, making it the most watched week one on record. And it's not just that. And in the midst of cord cutting, where cord cutting has hurt a lot of sports ratings, cord cutting has hurt the revenue models of most, the NFL is completely insulated. They cannot be hurt. They make more and more money every year. The league and Nielsen said Wednesday morning that the pay-per-view average on TV and digital platforms was a 12% increase over last year. Pay-per-view meaning, obviously, YouTube TV with the Sunday ticket. Nielsen began electronic measurement of viewing in 1988. All told, 123 million people saw at least part of one game. Now, keep in mind, the digital stuff actually makes it easier to watch. So it used to be that you'd have fewer people watching because of cord cutting. And now with the digital stuff, we end up having more people watching. But I'll follow up on that in a second. First, we have to get to John Granato. I think he's back. I think we're done for the day with our tax fight. John just got done with the tax fight here in Houston. John, what's the result? What's the result, John?
Cut 65. They cut 65 of it.
So you didn't get what you wanted, but you got a good chunk off.
I still destroyed him.
You still destroyed him. Did they have? He didn't hear what. Did you hear by any chance what happened with Steve? We were talking about what happened with Shannon Sharp. Did you get to hear any of that stuff?
I didn't want to listen. I saw it. Hold on one second.
Uh-oh.
That's great. Thank you, gentlemen.
Look at him being so polite. He was talking about that cash ship just 15 yeah. seconds ago. Now he's being polite to the IRS.
Still destroyed him.
Still
Thank
destroyed
you,
him.
Gentlemen.
Thanks, gentlemen. Great working with you.
I wish it was three females. And he said, I wish I could see you. Then I'd tell you to turn around.
What are you wearing?
Yeah.
I think we're going to side with...
I like your voice.
We're going to side with Harris County Appraisal District.
Oh, they're still... They're slow, I can tell you that. They're still doing stuff.
Okay,
they're
so...
Like, hold on, sir. I don't have to hold on anymore. I won. I beat you now.
So you hung up on
them? I don't
them?
Have to celebrate.
Did you make them ice up afterwards or sit in Epsom salt?
No.
Okay.
I might send them. I'll send them flowers.
Okay.
Oh, wait. They're still talking.
Oh, tough guys. You better put that on mute.
I don't have to listen anymore.
It is on mute. It is on mute.
I'm okay. hanging up.
So what I was saying previously is that, you know, the digital platform now, because people can watch on their phone, their iPad, they can stream to TVs, whatever, I think you have a chance to add more viewers. And then you have the international audience that you're going to add. But from a viewership standpoint, this is unbelievable. NBC had the most watched game with the defending Super Bowl champs, Ravens and Chiefs. That drew 29.2 million. That blows away anything and everything. 29.2 million. It was NBC's second largest regular season game since 2006.
I think that's low. They don't take into account. They don't take barges into account.
Yeah, but they. Well, actually, they do. They have changed how they do that. They give a certain number.
Not. I don't think anywhere close.
I think this is the most accurate numbers they've ever had because they take digital. They're able to measure the digital, how many digital platforms are watching. They can actually measure that now. So this is probably the most accurate it's ever been, as opposed to Nielsen box on a TV. This is. They can measure who is streaming. The Sunday night game between the Lions and the Rams averaged 22.7 million, a 3% jump over last year. And John, I was talking about the fact that everyone said they weren't going to watch. You know, I shouldn't say everyone. A lot of people said, "I will never watch the NFL again. It's gotten too political. Oh. It's gotten racial. It's this, that, and the other. I will never watch." I don't doubt for one second that people were upset and may have shut it down for a little bit, but they came back.
Yeah,
they came back. The NFL right now is as Teflon is. I think it's just there's nothing as Teflon as the NFL. Cord cutting hurts ratings for everyone, but the NFL goes up. Money.
If there's one business that you want to be in,
yeah,
that you would like to have ownership in, it's the NFL.
Yeah,
I mean it's almost, it's just gone up and up and up and up and up. There's no. And it's not – look at the value of the teams right now. Listen, I know somebody who got out when it got up to $700 million, the Texans back in 2000 when they were buying the team, 98 when they were buying the team.
Yeah.
And it got up to $700,000. One guy said, I'm out. It's too much. There's no way. There's no way. And look what it's worth today.
Yeah.
$4 billion?
Yeah.
$5 billion?
Yeah.
There's no better. you cannot find a better business to buy in. You just can't. An investment, as far as an investment goes, it's at the NFL, and plus the return on the return every year, ridiculous. Anyway, those numbers. I don't even think those numbers are accurate. Anyway, I'm sure there were more. There's more than 30 million people.
Well, there's always
watching the NFL, watching that Thursday night.
Well, you're
game.
Never going to have more people viewing than. You're never going to it's always going to be under. It's never going to be over the number because you can't possibly measure every person that's in a room or whatever the case may be. But it is apples to apples. They continue to use the same measurement, the same mode of measuring. And my whole point is that you can say you're not going to view. It doesn't. You're not going to keep watching. It doesn't matter. They don't care. Now, NBA has been hurt at times due to people kind of tuning out on the NBA. Major League Baseball has been hurt. NFL? And I say they've been hurt, but look at the broadcast deal NBA just got. NBA's attendance numbers came down. Some of the TV ratings came down at least, well, more 2 years ago than this year. And yet they got a broadcast deal that's absolutely astronomical. And you know why? Because advertisers know the best chance for them to get their viewership is on live sports, whether it's radio, TV. Yeah. It's the truth. I mean, that's why sporting events and sports, your best opportunity to have people listen to your message is on live radio and live TV as it pertains to sports. And that's been measured and proven.
Well,
and that's
because everything
true.
Else you can watch at a later time. That's something that is destination programming that you have to be at, that you want to watch live. So it absolutely is the – my wife is in the business, and she's like, yeah, sports broadcasting is it now. It's all is the only thing that people have to have alive. So – you know, every other thing that you put together.
And that's why these broadcast networks are spending just ungodly amounts of money. Like, you would think, based on the number, some of the numbers we've seen ratings-wise for the NBA, you would think, man, that's going down. No, the ratings almost don't matter.
Yeah.
Because it's a live sport. It's a live programming event.
Who got the best deal is the WNBA deal. The WNBA got ripped off. I'm telling you, that contract won't last. Because the WNBA is going to shoot up.
I mean, their numbers are crazy. Did you see what Asia Wilson did? That is a gangster move. She's playing Caitlin Clark in the Fever yesterday. Oh, she just – and so you know she was like, watch this. And she put together the highest scoring game in WNBA history. With all the eyes on her, she just basically made a statement.
Yeah, no, she said – but I'll tell you this. Caitlin Clark is first team all WNBA. She ain't going to win the MVP, but she's first team. She's the third week in a row that she was player of the week in the WNBA. Third week in a row. She's got that team up to the sixth spot.
And this cleaned it up a little bit. Asia Wilson broke the single season scoring record. It wasn't a game.
Well, she did both.
Did she? Or did you misread kind that?
I may have misread it, but you also don't know.
No. They would mention
did
that
you
too.
Tell that to your people, your tax people at all?
Know.
Like, you don't
I
know.
Said,
did you say you that
know.
Ever?
No, but I told them about the train in my backyard, and they did take that into account. Win for me. Thank you. I got a train in my backyard. Do you? No. I said, well, then give me money.
Don't say, do you have train in yours? No.
Give me
money?
Give me.
That doesn't sound like a good way to. That didn't sound like when you're, thank you, gentlemen. You sound like you're talking tough now, but before you're dropping, thank you, gentlemen.
They were gentlemen. If I'd have lost, I'd have said bleep yous. Okay. Right now, speaking, did you guys listen to the Shannon Sharp thing or no?
We didn't.
Yeah.
Well,
you mean the live stream?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you say listen to the Shannon Sharp thing, there's so many, like.
No. The live stream where he didn't know he was streaming.
Yes.
I didn't listen to it. I don't want to hear him. I don't want to hear what he's doing. Okay.
Well, so, it's mostly her you hear.
It was mostly her?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good on Shannon. But he said afterward, did you play his
Yeah, we'll
his
play
sound?
It again. Do you want to play the one about the Epsom salt? Do you want to hear about touch and bust? Like, which one are you talking
which
about?
Which one do you want to hear?
Yeah, the one where he
had to ice up?
The ooey?
Ooey, yeah.
I don't have that one right
Oh,
now.
It's in I sent it to the group text.
It's ooey.
Well, you got that ooey?
He said a word
Ocho!
That I
– Ocho!
I didn't know what he said at the beginning.
He said touch and bust. Do you know what that means?
No. Well, yeah. It's you're about to go.
As soon as you touch.
Time to talk right now about my bookie. You
Shannon Sharp
go.
Taught me a new term. I didn't know that term
I didn't
until,
know what that was either. I didn't
yesterday.
Understand some of the – actually, at the beginning of the thing, I didn't understand either, but maybe we can play it. Here's the deal is my bookie – you got the best deal at MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Here's the deal. You put in whatever you put in, and they'll double it. I mean, that's crazy. You got a Thursday. Today's Thursday. You know what you got? A free bet. You bet, and if you win, you get the money. If you lose, we're okay. No probs. That's unbelievable. What bookie is doing that? A free bet on Thursday. That's crazy. Here's the deal. You're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid. It's at mybookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. The peeps are great. The website is fantastic, easy to navigate. You want to bet on the election? You want to bet on any you want to bet on cricket? You want to bet on whatever it is, casino, gaming, they got it all. But you also got MyBookie Plus, which you the more you bet, you move up in tiers and you get free stuff along the way and better all kinds of great stuff that they include in MyBookie Plus. But you got to put in promo code BET975. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Let them double your money today. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We mentioned FM Kitchen earlier, and it's great because they're bringing food and John won't be here, so that makes it even better. But we're not going to leave you guys out. We're going to give you a chance to win a $50 gift card at 8, let's say 8:25. Caller 8 at 8:25 wins a $50 gift card to FM Kitchen. And if you're an Aggie, it's a place to be on Saturday. They're hosting another Aggie watch party. They got the Gators. It'll be at 2:30 the game. If you wear your jersey, you get your first Coors Light for $1. $1 for a Coors Light. That's something John would love. Also, Sunday, Cowboys versus Saints at 12 p.m. for brunch. Texans on Sunday night for their primetime game. And remember, they're also hosting a UFC event on Saturday night, UFC 306 at PKL Social. Main card starts around 9. So they got you hooked up all day Saturday and, of course, Sunday as well. But remember, caller 8, I believe I said, at 8:25 for a $50 gift card from FM Kitchen.
Loving all right. You want to get some calls in before you decide what you want to play from Shannon Sharp? Or would you rather play Shannon Sharp?
No, I want to get some calls in.
Okay.
The people are waiting. The people want to talk.
All right.
Okay. The people have a voice, Lance. Okay. Apparently, you don't want to give the people a voice.
No, I don't want to silence. I'm not here to silence anyone.
Are you going
to
speak truth to power?
Speaking truth to power.
Speak truth to power.
Yeah, we're going to let people speak their truth, and speak truth to power. Yes.
Okay.
Let's go with Gary. Gary's been holding the longest.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey. Just wanted to say, did I hear somebody say that Kendrick Lamar is only doing that Super Bowl show, halftime show, because of his drag diss?
That would be Lance.
Because of what?
Because of the Drake diss? They not
oh,
like us?
No. My son was saying that would be embarrassing.
Okay.
Yeah, that was him. I mean, Kendrick was already on a Super Bowl show. We know how big Kendrick
is. I was going to say,
that is
completely egregious. He's been a chart-typing artist for over a decade.
100%. My son is a Drake fan, so you know how they are.
Okay. And I just wanted to make a comment. The same people who said that they wouldn't watch the NFL anymore after Colin Kaepernick also think that Haitians in Ohio are eating cats. So take anything they say with a grain of salt. That's all I got.
Did you hear the remix about eating? Yeah, eating dogs and the eating cat. Did you hear that remix somebody made? Oh, my God. It was one of the funniest remixes I have ever heard. And it's just a lot of, they say eating cat a lot in that song, just so you know.
All right. Who else, Del?
Well, we have the aforementioned Shannon Sharp. He's here to defend himself.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Shannon Sharp on Yes, Shannon.
Hey, this man Thorpe, why am I waiting on hold for 10 minutes? Come on now, you don't know who I am? Listen, people don't know I'm actually a big fan of the show. And no, I am not calling to talk about no nonsense about me in the news, okay? Listen, I want to know one thing. We beat all the best teams in the whole major leagues. I don't care if we play in the Yankees. At home, I don't care if we play the Phillies. We got a good team. Astros go to Bridge. Let's go. We play the Oakland A's at home. I don't care if we pitch to Nolan Ryan. We ain't winning that game. What is going on? What kind of sorcery are the Oakland A's doing to the Houston Astros? You want to talk about who the Houston Astro daddy is? The Oakland A's are the Houston Astro daddy.
I tell you, that's not bad. If you want to find out who the Houston Astro daddy is, Shannon's got some. That's actually not a bad Shannon Sharp.
That's not bad.
It's not a bad Shannon Sharp. I had low expectations. I thought it was just going to be Keith again, speaking in Keith voice, saying he was Shannon Sharp. But that was actually a pretty good Shannon Sharp. That wasn't bad.
That was pretty good. Not nicely done.
I don't know what kind of sorcery.
He's right, too.
I don't know what kind of sorcery they have over the Astros.
They do have something over
the
Astros.
They do have sorcery.
Can't beat the A's. Goodness gracious. Got to do it today with Bromber. Got to get him today. 1 o'clock game. Let's go. Getaway day. Get one. Let's get out of here. Who else, Dell?
Oh, no more calls. We're still getting our winner for the
We're working on that. What about Shannon Sharp did you want to play, John?
What about the one you sent us where the touch?
Yeah, okay. So let me see if and this is obviously your call, so I go with you. I just defer to you. Del, do you have that available now, the one that I sent you guys on the okay, here is what Shannon Sharp and this is John Granato from California saying that we should play this on the air. Here is Shannon Sharp on his Nightcap podcast with Ocho Cinco, formerly Chad Johnson, discussing, well, just things.
If she got that ooh-wee, I ain't going to lie to you, Ocho. If she got that ooh-wee, I'm touching bus.
It's a mind game. You got to mind yourself. If you're in, listen, if you're in the ooh-wee, you got to think football, think sports, think some completely opposite of what you're doing. Help you last longer.
Hey, I'm telling you, if you got that ooh-wee, I'm Mr. TMB. Touching bus. I'm sorry. It's your fault. Be mad at yourself because you got that scunion.
Now, what is that?
Be mad at yourself.
What did he say? Because you got that.
You got that scunion, is what he said.
Scunion.
What is scunion?
I don't. I would think some of it has to do with onion, which is, you know.
That's what I didn't understand.
Which is butt. But I don't know what a scunion is, but I learned scunion. You reminded me. I learned scunion yesterday, too.
Yeah. I didn't know. I was like, what does that mean?
I'm just going to be honest. I don't want Shannon Sharp to ever go away.
No.
Because you got that scunion. Mr. T&B.
If I'm going by Urban Dictionary, you wouldn't think scunion means the way it means what he's using it as.
He's using it as a different. I don't know what scunion says in Urban Dictionary.
A scunion, an over-the-top skank who likes to expose her scunton in a real way.
I'm not. What?
I don't. I still don't think
I don't
that
know you get,
we're
is
not.
Scunton a word you can say?
I mean,
it's not even a word. So.
I can guess what scunion is. It's an amalgamation of everything.
You got that scunion.
Yeah. I mean, sounds like a compliment.
If
I'm being honest, in the context, it sounds like a
if he is openly admitting that he, as soon as it starts, he's on the verge. Yeah,
T&B.
Yeah, it is a compliment.
Do you want to just hit play just a second longer, or
no?
Where we were okay.
I don't think
I think we got the most out of that we could get.
That's all. No, yeah, I don't think we should play anymore. I don't think we should do anymore. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, Shannon Sharp, thanks for calling in.
We appreciate you listening to the show before you do.
Yeah, he says he listens to the show before you do yours.
That's really cool.
Right. Well, I'll tell you this. We got football coming up. It's Saturday, 7 o'clock, TDECU Stadium. Then we got a deal we've never seen before. $15 for the lower bowl. $15. Taking on Rice. It's for the city championship, right? Rice and U of H, one place to be, Saturday night, $15 for the lower bowl, $10 for upstairs. I mean, you ain't finding a better deal than this. You are not finding a better deal. Now, how you get the tickets, uhcougars.com/promo, enter the promo code RICE24. uhcougars.com/promo, enter promo code RICE24. $15, 100-level seats. That's ridiculously low, okay? Get on out there. Let's fill up the stadium. Let's have a nice night. Support both the teams in the area. That'll be fun. Be loud. Wear red. Come early. It's the Bayou Bucket, 7 o'clock, TD ECU Stadium. UHCougars.com/promo, and a promo code RICE24.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
It is a day of giveaways, so we gave away something from FM Kitchen. We're going to have another giveaway from that great establishment a little bit later. But right now, I'm going to give you a chance to join us and Mr. Granati himself. On September 20th, we have our listener appreciation party. So caller 6 at 8:40. Wins a pair of tickets to that. You want to join John, Lance, Joel, Gallant, George, Jeremy. They're all going to be here along with the producers who run those shows. You're going to get drinks. That's why it's 21 plus food. And you get to see how we do things here. So caller 6 at 8:40 wins a pair of tickets to the listener appreciation party on Friday, September 20th.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I love the music. Love that music. All right. Every show we should just be playing that. I was just during the break listening to the Shannon Sharp IG Live. T&B, touch and bust. Okay. He started his apology. Oh, which wasn't an apology. He said, I ain't apologizing. He said, I'm a man. What did he say? I'm
healthy,
a,
active male.
Healthy, active male. All right. Nice job. Nice. You think it was, he did that on purpose?
I actually think he might have.
He might have. You know what? Just put it out there, and then people will talk about me. That's all. I mean, he don't care. I love that about Shannon Sharp. He don't care. He just does not care.
Of course you love that about him.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about some of these games that are coming up.
Can we talk about the game that's coming up tonight? Is there any chance the Astros get swept? Like, no chance, right?
That's this afternoon.
Yeah, this afternoon. There's no chance the Astros get swept.
No, there's no chance. Not with Framber on the mound. No. Zero chance. I will. What about the guy that said he would eat poo if Florida State lost?
Oh, yeah. Are you going to do that?
I'm not doing that. No. I will eat a bologna sandwich if the Astros don't win, okay?
But there's no chance they don't win.
Yeah, the Astros are winning today. There's no question. I mean, get some hitting, though. Let's go. Goodness gracious. Come up with a big hit. It's okay to win 6-5 or 7-5.
Yeah.
Or 8-6. It's okay, guys.
Sure it is.
3-2, 4-2. I mean, two runs in game one through 12 innings? Mm-hmm. You can't score with a runner on second and nobody out twice? I mean, lift the ball, Yiner. Lift the ball. Get a fly ball. Goodness gracious! And the game's over. And the Astros win. And now, and we're not talking about this stuff. Beat the A's one time. Just one time. Beat the A's.
One time is all I want.
Sorcery.
Yeah, the A's sorcery is just too much to overcome.
All right, Dell, let's talk about your team. What about this week with
Canes Ball State? Miami Ball State.
Oh. And Mostert out.
Well, Achane is a game-time decision. He was seen in a walkthrough in a regular jersey. People said who saw him said that he was moving well, so he's probably likely to play. Mostert is out. They did draft Jalen Wright, so he'll get his debut. The running back out of Tennessee, and they drafted him for this eventuality.
Jalen Wright has a chance to be a good talent in that offense.
Yeah.
I would keep a big eye on him because he has that explosive speed. He's a 4.340.
It's another
He's just
one
of those fast, fast Miami players.
Yeah, they drafted him for this. I mean, I imagine they thought Mostert would get through game one before having an injury. It's a chest thing, I think. But they wanted another back, so when eventually Mostert has some nicks and bruises, they could take him and sit him, put him on the side and bring in a young back. So he's there for that. Achane is their wide receiver 3 right now. If you watch how they use them, He certainly got his touches out of the backfield, but they used him as a wide receiver three in their screen game. So if he plays, he'll be a big part of the offense. I don't know about props if you guys are into that, but don't take Tyreek Hill. The Bills kind of hold him down. He hasn't broken 100 yards receiving against the Bills since he's been a Dolphin. They do a good job on him. Whereas Josh Allen, I think the prop is somewhere around 249 at last check. He throws for 300 yards plus against the Dolphins all the time. So that's just some inside stuff. You were trying to make some money that way. This is the game, short week. If the Dolphins are ever going to beat the Bills, which they're like 1-10 their last 11, this is the time for it. Like, Josh Allen's going to play. The left hand is, I guess, banged up, but he'll play. But it's a short week for them, less preparation. They're coming down there. If you don't get them now, I'm not sure when you're ever going to get them.
Yeah, I don't like the Bills here. I know the Dolphins didn't look good in the last game, but Josh has to do so much in this offense. Now, James Cook had a good game the other day. He was a factor, and he'll be a factor this year through the air and on the ground. But I like the Dolphins in this spot simply for the reasons that you stated, Dell. I think that they have enough explosive plays. Remember, they're trying to, you know, you got new safeties. You've got a team who is trying to learn who they are without their primary wide receiver that they've had for years and years. I think it's going to take a little time for Buffalo to figure out who they are.
Yeah, and I know
they figured it out against Arizona.
Well, they were down early. Yeah, 17-3, and then obviously Josh Allen did all that he did to come back and win that game for him. I will say, I don't know if this is going to be a thing that plays out throughout the year. Maybe it was just an opponent-specific thing, but I think the Dolphins are going to play offense. Sure, they're going to look for their explosives, but play it in a different way that they think is more sustainable in the playoffs. So they're not going to just pepper the middle of the field with 20-yard in-routes and just ask Tua to fireballs into their smaller wide receivers in Waddle and Hill. I think you're going to see a lot more underneath stuff. Achan will be used, if he plays, as an outlet, but also even just a primary on those type of plays, because I think they've decided that what they do that was so explosive last year isn't going to work in the playoffs consistently, because teams will just take it away. So they have to have different ways of moving the football. So I wouldn't be surprised if you find the offense kind of boring outside of their deep shots, because I think they're going to try to play more playoff sustainable football and try to figure that out early. But yeah, I don't have a real feel on that, because I've seen that team get their ass kicked by the Bills for the last, well, since Josh Allen's been a Bill for the most part. So, but it's got, I would say now, they do play close games for the most part, so I would say expect a close one.
I don't know. I hate a team that's traveling on Thursday night with that short week and his left hand. But I think they might have figured it out already, Lance. You were wondering how long it's going to take them to figure it out. I think they figured out that Shakir is really nice. Keon Coleman is going to grow. They obviously lost Stephon Diggs, but I think Shakir is going to be a star.
You think a star? I like him because he can do a lot of different things. He's a real try-hard player. But, I mean, look at that versus what Miami has.
Yeah. Well, but one team's got Josh Allen, the other team's got Tua.
So there was a bit of potential honesty that I want to get to. Who do we have today, by the way?
Just John Chill.
John Chill.
At 9 o'clock. Right?
Okay. We come back. I want to get to something that was said yesterday on Fox Sports, and it was Emmanuel Acho and Shady McCoy, and who else is on that show? It's James Jones, and I can't remember who the fourth guy was. And they were talking about quarterbacks, and I'm gonna find the sound so we can play it, or Dell, you may already have it, but it's a conversation I think that people are going to start having more and more and more. We'll do that when we come back. It's 8:43 right here on ESPN 97.5.
All right, I'm on the HOGUELS.com website, Hogue Landscape Services. The beauty of these, it is incredible what they can do for your front and backyard, okay? It's not just the backyard. It's the front and backyard. It is incredible what they're doing. They are exterior decorators. They have the technology that other landscapers just go in, yeah, we can put a tree here. We'll put a, oh, yeah, you want your a swimming pool? Okay. This technology that they have, the beauty, it is incredible. It is incredible. They're not just coming in and cutting your grass and taking care of your trees. They're making your backyard an experience. Commercial, residential, basketball courts, volleyball, pickleball, putting greens, pools, fire pits, outdoor kitchens. It's another level. It's another level. Go to their website and see for yourself. HogueLS.com. HOGUE. Matt does an unbelievable job. All of his people. You'll see his trucks out on the street. I think he's got 15 to 20 trucks out on the street now. That's how big he's gotten. But I'm telling you, when you see this website, you go, oh, my goodness, that's real. That is cool. And so you're looking for the best way to make your backyard something special. HogueLS.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
We continue with the giveaways here. We have Rice UH tickets giveaway. So let's go caller 5 at 8:55. Wins a pair of tickets to see the Rice Owls and the Cougs out at TVECU. It's for the Bayou Bucket. It's a trophy game. We're celebrating Houston with this hometown rivalry. It's a night of thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, and unforgettable moments. Tickets start at just $15. You can go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS now to get your tickets. Come early, be loud, wear red. So caller 5 at 8:55 wins those tickets, and we're going to talk to Willie Fritz tomorrow at 7:15.
Hey, are we going to have any scunions at the listener party?
What do you mean?
What?
You mean as a something to eat?
I don't know. Yeah, they call Bloomin' Scunions?
I don't think that's what Outback calls their dish, their main dish.
Okay. I didn't know if there were any scunions.
Are you going to ask a woman party about her scunion?
I don't even know what a scunion is, to be honest with you. I just know Shannon Sharp said scunion. And we just had Melissa from the Spanish station. She came in here and she said that she watched the Shannon Sharp IG Live. She's like, do you think he did that on purpose? I do.
Uh-huh.
He did have a male virility drug spot on his show the same night.
Uh-huh. Well,
I don't know if that was an immediate reaction to the live, or he set it up, or that was always going to be the thing and he had to set it up. So I'm not sure. But he was selling some type of Viagra-type pill.
I got this. That Shay Shay audio may have been a beard move. Have your wife ask her friend for a ruling.
And oh.
I said, you think that's how he rolls? He said, I Googled it a few months ago and was absolutely shocked at what came up.
Well, Ocho on the show said, I'm glad it was a Michelle, not a Michael.
He said, I mean, the name Club Shay Shay is kind of a clue. I don't know. I just think he's funny. Sometimes intentionally, sometimes not. What's not funny, though, has been some of the quarterback play, at least in week one. And James Jones yesterday, I don't think we have the audio, but we do. Okay, I want you to listen to this audio, and let's have a little discussion about this. Here's James Jones and then three other guys who are primarily haters on Fox Sports.
You should be nervous, and I think it's time to, like, we got to start keeping it real for Joe Burrow. If Lamar Jackson throw that ball and his toe ain't out, it's a lot of ifs. Mm. If Jalen Hurts look down the middle of the field and read cover two and don't throw it and it ain't, it's a lot of ifs, but them dudes take a lot of heat. Mm. Joe Burrow has not been good, man, the last 2 years. And starting off this season, he ain't been good. He was 5-5 last year and then went out with an injury, all right? Then they went 4-3 without Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow without top elite wide receivers is average.
Ooh.
He is. But we keep – no, for real, though. But we keep living on the Super Bowl appearance. But we don't live on other stuff for other quarterbacks. Joe Burrow's not playing good football right now. He ain't. right? And we keep putting him up there saying he's better than Josh Allen. He's the number two quarterback in football. A lot of people say it. Don't look at me. A lot of people say it. But to be honest with you, the real is he ain't played well the last year and a half. He ain't. You just lost to the Patriots, man. Right. It's a lot of people picked the Patriots. You said the biggest spread, right? It's a lot of people picked the Patriots probably not to win one game this year. And you go out here and lose to the Patriots at home.
I lost 20 on the James.
I don't care if they fumble going in. I don't care none of that. Joe Burrow, this is the New England Patriots, and you're supposed to be the second best quarterback in football. Everybody praising that you're the only one that could challenge Patrick Mahomes and all this. Well, the last year and a half, you can't. You have not been a good quarterback. And if it was any other quarterback, we wouldn't keep saying, oh, man, if this, if that, if that, if this. No, the man got to play better, and he's not. And you should be nervous because I don't know what T. Higgins' hamstring looking like. Tyler Boyd ain't coming back. He on a different team. Joe Mixon just went crazy on the Houston Texans. He ain't coming back. Your offense really at the skill position spots is not really super athletic. It's worse than what you ever had. Now you got to go win these games. And I ain't seen that in the last year and a half for Joe Burrow. So I ain't giving.
I mean, everything you're saying is right. I think Joe is – I think people – we give Joe the benefit of the doubt. You know, I've done it. He missed two full years with injury. He had a very, very average year at LSU, followed by the greatest year I've ever seen for a quarterback. And then his rookie year, just okay, but then he got hurt. Then the next year, he went to a Super Bowl. So in two or three years, we got to – and then he – on top of that, he's Joe Shiesty. He's – you know, there's kind of some cool stuff. There's some Joe stuff you see that's not really typical of most quarterbacks. And we built him up in our minds – to a certain level, but if you really get down to it, James Jones said what he says is 100% accurate. We just give him the benefit of the doubt more so than most quarterbacks. He's not better than Josh Allen right now. He actually hasn't been over the last 3 years, but for some reason he just gets put up there. I think he made a good point. I think we do look with a more harsh eye at Lamar Jackson. At least, you know, Lamar's had his ups and downs as a passer. Jalen Hurts has had one really strong year, and you know, we talk about that. But Joe Burrow gets a pass. He seems to get a pass a lot, and he never starts the year off very well. Last year the year before he bounced back and had a good season after a slow start. Last year, I mean, were you all that impressed with him against the Texans?
Well, if Tyler Boyd doesn't drop that pass, they win the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's right in his hands.
Right.
So there was that. No, Joe, listen, he's got to stay healthy. He hasn't stayed healthy. He's got this persona now that he's going through. I don't know what the hell he's doing, whatever. Play better football. They were crap. You know, I don't care if Ja'Marr Chase wasn't there. You're playing New England, man. Go beat New England at home, and they look like crap. I don't care if Ja'Marr Chase didn't play all; doesn't matter. No, he. You know, there's some validity to this. Now, you know, I don't think he has to have. We'll see. Maybe he does have to have great wide receivers. Maybe he has to have Ja'Marr at peak physical. He had the greatest. That was something at LSU. He had Jefferson and Ja'Marr. And we didn't realize.
No, very few quarterbacks don't need. You think about this. Peyton Manning had phenomenal wide receivers.
Yes.
Tom Brady did not. Now, he had a great tight end in Gronk. He had Randy Moss for a few years. But in general, he did it with, you know, Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, and others. But he really leaned heavily on Gronk. And when Gronk was out, Tom Brady struggled. Aaron Rodgers is one of the only guys I've seen who could do it with good receivers or average receivers, or above average, you know, good, not elite receivers. Tua's playing great, but he's got some elite playmakers and talents. Joe Burrow might have to prove that it's not easy to win without good wide receivers. It's not easy to be a really effective quarterback without really good wide receivers. I think that's not really on the quarterback necessarily, but it does say something about, you know, if you're not raising people up to a higher level, then I don't know that you're this elite special quarterback. But I do think you have to have a certain level of talent to perform well. Joe Burrow, when he's been healthy, which has been two of his 4 years. I mean, he's played at a high level. 46, he was 10-6 1 year, 12-4 the other year. He had averaged almost 9 yards per attempt in his second year in the league with 34 touchdowns and 14 interceptions. The next year he had 35 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. And the last year he was 15-6, but the yards per attempt went way down under the sevens. And right now his yards per attempt so far in the league, 6.7, 8.9, 7.4, 6.3, and, of course, 5.7 so far this year. But he's got, you know, there's some work to do for Joe Burrow. There's some work to do. I think he deserves, I don't think what James Jones said is out of line at all. I think Joe Burrow has been. Now, you know, when I look at it now, it's three of 4 years where Joe Burrow played at a high level. So, you know, he was deserving of, you know, hey, let's wait and see how things go with Joe Burrow after last year. But I think this year is a big year for him in terms of where he's perceived, because Josh Allen's not going to have Stephon Diggs. He's got Khalil Shakir. You know, he lost Gabe Davis, too. He's got a rookie. Like, it's not going to be easy for him. We'll break it right here. John Chill is coming up next. We're going to talk some gambling. We're going to talk about the action tonight with the Bills and the Dolphins.
Yeah, but first, I'm going to talk right now about my people over at GiveMeTheVin.com. That's John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf is awesome. John Clay Wolf, you'll hear him Saturday morning right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I'm telling you, if you've got a car to sell, there's one place that you have to go. You have to go to GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com is the place that you go and you get your car. You have to go there to find out what your car is worth. You find out immediately what your car is worth at GiveMeTheVin.com. All right? And it literally takes, it's a matter of minutes that you're going to find out. You can even call his radio show and ask him how much your car is worth, and he'll give it to you. Now you'll go, oh, I was hoping for more. Well, take that to CarMax and see what happens. Take that to the dealership, see what happens. Take that to, I don't know, the news. Are there still car ads anywhere? I don't know. All I know is that there's one place that you have to go. One website, GiveMeTheVin.com, because he establishes the market. And you come back at him, hey, CarMax said they give him more. Okay, well, I'll give you more than CarMax. Or go take that CarMax deal, because I ain't going up there, and here's $100, take that with you. So you're looking for the best way to sell your car. One place you have to go. GiveMeTheVin.com, GiveMeTheVin.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.